From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Emma Fitchett back with us after a couple of years. She has written a book called Journeys with Plant Spirits. She's a plant spirit healer, shamanic teacher, and author. Her lifelong pursuit of self-mastery and inner transformation is fueled by an incredible fascination with the nature of reality. Emma, welcome back. How have you been?
Hi, George. Thank you. I've been great. How are you?
All is good. It's been a while. What have you been doing over the last few years?
Yeah, gosh. Time moves so quickly nowadays, doesn't it? I wasn't sure whether it was because I was getting older, but no, everybody seems to think that time is just speeding up. And I have, since I was on the show, I've launched and opened a new school here in the UK. And so I've been just working on that, really, and helping people to connect to, communicate with, and heal with plant spirits.
How did you get involved with plants in the first place?
It was a long time ago. I was studying my master's degree in Italy, and I met somebody who worked with teacher plants, and so he worked with an African plant called Iboga. And it's a root that comes from Gabon, and it's psychoactive. But they usually use it to help people with addictions, but they were looking at people who are on a spiritual path and what the effects of this would be. And so I went to one of their ceremonies, and it just completely opened my psychic channels into the spirit world. And so all of the concepts that I was learning in my master's degree, all the because I was studying Tibetan Buddhism, all of these concepts were just much more easier for me to understand, and I was having direct experiences of what I was being taught, and yeah, it just opened me up to a whole new world, and I wanted to find out then what my own plants from my own country had to say to me. So then I just went into a big exploration of that for many years.
What fascinates me about plants, Emma, is it seems that there seems to be remedies, if we can find them, of almost every kind of ailment on this planet through plants. It's truly remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they do say that there's a plant for everything. Yeah, that's a kind of a cliche. But it's true. And that could be whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological. So every aspect of us is supported somewhere in nature, because we are nature. And so we're part of it. We're not separate from it. And so nature in its natural state just wants to always come back to balance. Even when we've got invasive species in the garden, actually those invasive species are doing something to bring balance on some level. They've filled a gap that's actually being created by our destruction of of the biodiversity or whatever it is. But nature always wants to come back to balance. And so, yeah, there will be a remedy for anything in nature. But we have to be careful not to use plants like allopathic medicine. So, you know, they do so much more than just kind of suppressing or getting rid of our symptoms. They actually heal and cure at an origin level. And you know, I'm sure your listeners are well aware that, you know, our physical ailments are not just physical. You know, quite often there's an emotional drive underneath them. And so plants are really good at getting down to that level.
Back in the 60s, an incredible individual by the name of Cleve Baxter started doing experiments with plants, and he came up with all kinds of theories that they have emotion, that they're self-aware. Truly remarkable individual. You've studied him.
Yeah, of course. You know, in our Western world and our Western mindset, this concept that plants have sentience is relatively new. I'm sure that our ancestors way back when, and especially here in the British Isles, we have lineages of witches and druids, etc., and they were very aware of the sentience of plants. But in our modern era, yeah, Cleve Baxter, he did, an American guy, he did a lot of experiments to show that individual plants have memory. They feel emotions, or they at least express resonances that we could interpret as emotions, but they certainly seem to have memory. And yeah, I mean, that's been my experience as well. Although what Cleve was doing there was working with the individual plants. When I work with the sentience of plants, there's different levels of consciousness that you can actually kind of tune into or communicate with or connect to. So he was working at that individual plant level, which is absolutely amazing. They study that through Music of the Plants at Damana University in Italy. But then we've got this, the consciousness of the species of the plant as well, which is kind of like a bigger level of their consciousness. So just like us, we've got individual consciousness, but we're also aware that there's a collective human consciousness as well, and so it's the same in the plant world.
Does it make you think twice about eating a carrot or something like that?
I get this question a lot from my vegetarian and vegan friends. However, plants, even though they express their they express when, as Cleve Baxter pointed out, they express their memory of people who have done them harm, you know, because he measured somebody coming in and cutting off a leaf, and then the plant actually recognized that person, showed that when that person walked into the room again, that there was this, you know, a spike in the polygraph.
Yeah.
Plants don't necessarily have the same sense of self that we do. You know,
they don't.
A carrot knows it's a carrot, and it knows it's going to be eaten. That's that it has done for so long, and you know, and so it doesn't have attachment to an individuality like we do. So it's not kind of scared of being eaten.
It doesn't have pain when somebody chomps into it, right?
No. I mean, I think with vegetables, they know they're a vegetable, so it's not going to, I don't have any kind of feeling of that when I'm eating my veggies, no.
Now, where am I in the plant, because it doesn't have a brain, where is the emotion, where is the memory, where is the self-awareness come from?
Yeah, so, you know, if we think of ourselves, you know, because we're very similar to plants, actually, and there are theories that we've evolved from plants. But when we think of ourselves, you know, our consciousness is not in our head. Okay, it might feel like it's centralized in our head and concentrated, because that's where mainly our senses are. But actually, we can put our consciousness in our toe. We can put it in the end of our finger. And then for those of us with more kind of psychic awareness, we can be very aware of our energy field, and we can be very aware of the astral planes, and we can actually, for healers, shamans, etc., we can project our consciousness for soul retrieval and journeying, etc. And so consciousness is not necessarily restricted to the body. Even though the brain is like this receptor for consciousness, actually our consciousness is very fluid. We're very attached to our physical bodies, of course, but of course emotions get trapped in our bodies. That's why we need to do the healing. But actually consciousness is much more fluid than we've been led to believe. And so around plants, they have an energy field like we do, but they've also got a morphogenic field. If you've studied or anybody's heard of Rupert Sheldrake, he's really worth looking into. Yeah, he's really done a lot of work on the idea of this morphogenic field, this kind of field of information that exists around everything. And of course, over time, that field of information gets imbued with when a plant's being used for particular remedies, etc., or was used by the witches, that energy is imbued into the morphogenic field of the plant. And so it becomes a memory that's accessible, that's not necessarily within the plant. Although, of course, you can ingest a plant and access that morphogenic field as well. So we've just got to kind of get over this idea that everything's separate, because the body, the mind, the energy field, it's actually all one. But we've just separated things out to make it easier to understand. But actually, I think we're all kind of in this great consciousness shift. We're moving to a deeper understanding of more unity consciousness, a more interconnectedness between things.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are there some plants that are a little more receptive than others to this?
Yeah, absolutely. So if there are plants that or trees that have been worked with a lot over the years by humans, you know, like there's a wonderful plant called Artemisia vulgaris, which you have in the States, and there are many types of Artemisias around the world, and these are very healing plants. So the spirit of that plant is very accessible because it's really used to working with humans a lot. It's the witch's first herb. It's been used in Artemisias are used in the Native American tradition a lot. And so those types of spirits are very easy to understand, to access and communicate with. But then you've got your kind of plants that are a little bit more shy because they haven't necessarily had that human interaction so much. And so it might be a little bit more difficult to connect to the spirit of it. Yeah, absolutely.
What about like vegetables, Emma? I mean, would you consider them thinking plants, like stalks of corn or something like that?
Well, to be honest, I don't necessarily work with vegetables, but I do know that, garlic, that's an extremely powerful plant spirit, and that is used in African traditional medicine. And it's used and worked with for cleansing, purification. And on a physical level, we know that it cleanses the blood. But on an energetic level, it also cleanses the body of any kind of unhelpful energies or toxic energies, particularly ones from other people. And so in this country, garlic's not necessarily native, although we're very used to working with it. But in terms of a fruit, I certainly work with the apple tree, and that's a very powerful plant spirit. Again, on that kind of purification level of working. So yeah, I've worked with some, but not that many.
How do we know which plants are more receptive than the other?
I suppose it's just working with it, meditating with the plant. You know, when I have people come to my retreat center, they come to for 3 days and we fast for 3 days and we only consume or we only communicate with one plant for the 3 days. We don't have any other interference from any coffee or any food or anything. And so we just really clear ourselves out and communicate with the plant. And so only through actually trying to communicate with or meditating with or journeying with or taking the essence of or the tea of a plant. It's only really through participation and co-creation can you understand whether a plant is going to be receptive to you or not.
Are there certain plants that you would sprinkle around your house to make you feel better?
Yeah, absolutely. I work in different ways. So I have a diffuser. So I work with essential oils. And so I will diffuse certain plants around the house, such as mugwort, actually. That makes a beautiful essential oil. And I'll put that in the diffuser, and that purifies my space and cleanses my space of any unhelpful energies. You know, because when we go into town, or when we we're around a lot of other people, we bring toxic psychic debris back into the house. That's why it's really important to leave all of your outdoor clothes and shoes in one space. You know, your outdoor coat shouldn't come into your bedroom, for example, because it's collected unhelpful energies that you're going to then sleep in if you put it on your bed, for example.
Right. Good point.
So by burning or diffusing plants such as mugwort or St. John's wort or cedar or white sage, you know, by smudging your house, you can help to get rid of those energies and really lift the vibration of your house so that you can think more clearly. You know, you're kind of in a happier vibe.
Emma, Clive Baxter was convinced that plants can communicate with other life forms. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. Cross-species communication is a well-known phenomenon. You know, there are many animal communicators. I'm personally friends with some amazing animal communicators in South Africa, and we've got some great ones here in the UK. So that the idea of cross-species communication is it's not something that's kind of woo-woo at all. It's kind of like it's very well known. And so in terms of plants, absolutely, we can communicate with plants. So there's the cross-species communication. But actually, if you look into our folklore, especially British folklore, we've got a very rich British folklore, then you will see that there's a very strong connection to, say, birds and plants, particularly birds and trees. So there's a beautiful beautiful kind of Celtic understanding that the ash tree, for its leaves to unfold in the spring, it needs the support of the song of the blackbird, which is so beautiful, isn't it? And I know that in Native American, there is definitely, I've met Linda Black Elk, and she's told me a story about how the mouse and a certain plant on the plains, on the prairies, are very connected, and they communicate with each other to help keep them alive. So this idea of plants communicating with other species, absolutely, it Yes, for sure. It's how they've survived.
Is it
how? Yeah.
Is it done telepathically?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wouldn't say that plants communicate in words, because when a plant perceives, you know, and I'm sure this was part of Cleve Baxter's work at some point, but when a plant perceives, we tend to kind of divide our senses up into our vision, our sense feeling, what we're feeling like through our skin, what we're tasting in our mouth. And so we kind of divide our senses up, whereas the plants, when they're perceiving the world, when they're sensing their environment, it's more of a gestalt, it's more of one picture. So they don't divide into different senses. And so there's this, they just perceive in a different way. And so then when they communicate with us, it's not necessarily through words, although we can translate it into words, it's through feelings. So you get a feeling from a plant. Or when we feel and we're kind of aligning our energy field with the energy field of a plant, and we're kind of picking up on its resonance and on its morphogenic field, we then interpret through images in our head or through our kind of past experience or through our cultural filter what that plant bioresonance is all about. And so we can get to know the plant by just being in its energy field.
It is truly remarkable, isn't it, Emma? I mean, it really is.
Oh, it's changed my life. You know, that's all I've done since I communicated with that Iboga plant spirit many, many years ago. All I've done is communicated with plants and to understand them and to get to know them on a really deep level. And absolutely, it's brought such magic into my life, a deep, deep, deep sense of healing. I've worked through a lot of my stuff in my life, you know, all my childhood traumas and things like that, and kind of past life stuff. And of course, a natural byproduct of working with plants is that when you do all that inner healing or that cleansing, etc., that just happens when you're working with plants and when you're taking and being with plants, your psychic senses just, it's a byproduct that you just naturally become psychic.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.